Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzio G, just making a video about people are awful. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, my contempt for people are scrolls every minute of every day. They keep on doing dumbass shit, and it's tiresome, frankly. What do you guys think? Don't you think that people are fucking stupid and all they do is just pollute your timeline and your whole fucking way of life with bullshit? Yes, it is fucking tiresome, in my opinion, but it is what it is, right? Yeah, look at this little bullshit. It says,
"Am I the asshole for kicking my roommate out after catching her having a foursome with three guys in my living room?"
Oh, yes. You catch your roommate fucking three dudes and doesn't share with you. Oh, what an asshole, huh? Three cocks for that clam. You get nothing. In my opinion, women are fucking pigs. How the fuck can you get three fucking dicks at the same time? Yeah, that's not something normal, but we don't live in normal times. Yeah, you could thank the tiny hat people for that shit. Or Donald Trump. Either or. They're the same one. Whatever. Anyways, let's continue. Yes, friends, there's too many stupid people in the world. You keep on polluting the gene pool and you keep on doing insane shit. Yeah, the last girl was having a threesome with three fucking guys. And then you put up with that shit? Never. Yes, look at this person, what he fucking did with his own biological mother. Yes, fun times indeed. My biological mom gave me a BJ. Now I feel awful.
Oh no! Mommy sucked me off, now I feel like shit! Ooh.
Well, that's what happens when you're fucking a horny little beast and you don't use your common sense. Now you got this little thing to deal with. Yes! Now enjoy, you dumb fuck! So I have been making moves on her from a few days yesterday night. I gave me, I guess means a few days ago or some shit like that. Grammar, my friend, grammar. Anyways, day yesterday night, she said as long as we doesn't have intercourse, whatever, this guy fucking, anyways, doesn't have intercourse, it's okay, and she started sucking my dick. Yes, your mommy put her pee-pee, put your pee-pee in her mouth. Oh yeah, get some of that fucking nice creamy juice, right? Then post-nut clarity hit now. I feel awful and sick. Well, yeah, you mama fucking gave you head. How the fuck do you think you're gonna feel like, you fucking Momo? You're so stupid. But yes, well, hopefully your mom is hot. Yeah, if your mom looks like a fucking nasty wildebeest, god damn it, you're one thirsty fuck. You are a thirsty fuck, but god damn it. You have a special place in hell. Deserve just for you. Enjoy. I can't even look at her in the eyes now. I just feel like killing myself is the only way out. Yes, you stupid thirsty fuck. You did something stupid and now you realize that you fucked up and you fucked up hard. Yes, with your own mother nonetheless. Well, hopefully she's old and she can't get pregnant, because if you get your mama pregnant, holy shit. Let's see what kind of advice the people from Reddit gives this guy. Yes, you're in crisis, and let's see. It says, OP, I took a sneak through your post history, and I gotta say this. Yes, let's see what is the guy's insights, right? Stay out of incest subs. Yeah, that probably did it, right? They are not going to help you make good decisions. You think? Yeah, people do some stupid shit, right? Anyways, they are not going to help you make good decisions. They are full of horny people. Yeah, really? You, who want you to make horny decisions even at your own detriment? It's all porn to them. Porn? No, this is just degeneracy, and that's what they want. They want the whole human experience to turn into shit. Yeah, they're gonna throw it inside the wood chipper. Enjoy. Of course, this is not worth taking your life over. Well, you shouldn't show your face out in public, you know? Maybe you should wear a mask or something, because this is very fucking shameful. Yeah, now literally you're a motherfucker. Or, what would you call someone like that getting your dick sucked from your mom? Would it still be a motherfucker? Or a fucking mother cocksucker? I don't know, it's still fucked up either way, but hey, it's your life, enjoy. You and your mom made a mistake. You could call it a mistake or you could call it a fucking abomination, but it is what it is, right? It was wrong, and both you need to acknowledge that it was a mistake, and you'll never do it again. Until you get horny, and then you leather, rinse, and repeat, right? Fucking pig. Honest discussion can get you both through this, but do not take advice from horny people in porn subreddits. Yes, that is sound advice, but yeah, how the hell are you gonna get over the ick of fucking your or getting your dick sucked by your mom? I don't know. I think you should probably need to see a psychologist or somebody. But even then, the head doctors are fucked up themselves in their own right. But it is what it is. Fun times indeed, huh? Yeah, this is what the tiny hat people are trying to make the world do. Fuck you, tiny hat people. They should stick your ass in a fucking rocket and send you to the sun. Yeah, isn't the sun god or something? I don't know. Anywho. Yes, fellas, remember, you are what you think. If your head's full of fucking stupid, fucked up thoughts, well, guess what you are? Stupid and fucked up. Yeah, you need to have some good things in your mind. Manifest what you want. Yeah, and I'm not talking all that woo-woo bullshit. Yeah, I mean, actually change the way you think so your life will be better. Yes, this stuff should flow from within out. Yeah, but no, people rather do stupid shit, so it is what it is. Yes, and people still keep on doing shitty ass decisions. Look at this bullshit. It says, "Dear parents of this sub, how do you feel about your child, I guess, taking DIY HRT behind your back?" Yeah, you gonna let your kid take hormones to change their sex and you don't know about this shit? Yeah, good parenting. You deserve an A for effort, huh? No, you deserve a smack in the face for being stupid. In my opinion, of course. But what do I know? I'm retarded, right? Did you know that to some people this would seem like child abuse? Well, to me it seems like child abuse, but that's just me. It says right here, child with questions for supportive parents. Yeah, this is supportive, right? Or delusional? I'll leave that to you guys. Alright, says, for context, I am 13 years old, male to female. Oh, lucky number 13, huh? And I have been taking estrogen for 6 months behind my parents' backs. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? You think a child like this could make a rational decision? No, that's where you hide it, behind your parents' backs. Ah, stupid. In my opinion, of course, but it is what it is. They are supportive of me and would want me on official HRT, but thanks to the hellhole that is the UK. Yeah, they are fucking stupid over there, but it is what it is, right? I can't do that. Oh, hallelujah, at least the United Kingdom is doing that and not giving you this bullshit. I guess even a broken clock could tell the time right once in a while, right? Anyways, they don't like the idea of DIY because they think that's dangerous. Well, yes, it is fucking dangerous. You're putting chemicals into your body, so what the fuck you think you're doing? Yeah, you're just 13, you're entering puberty, and you're fucking hijacking it and doing some weird shit. Yeah, you're being a little biological terrorist to your body. Yes, there goes like kind of going... Enjoy that suicide bombing.
But my daughter's care is more important than my comfort. So if I were to lose access to GAC in our state, I'd stop using them and give them to her instead. Is that possibly in the UK?
Oh, so you want to stop giving your estrogen patches to yourself and give them to your kid, and now you're saying that this British kid should do the same thing. So what, you're gonna tell this dude Shin's mom to do this, so he'll potentially go to jail? Cause yeah, you're giving other people drugs. Yeah, I don't think that's gonna be legal. No, not by any fucking sort of metric that's legal. In my opinion, of course. Yes, fellas, you see how awful people are? They do all this stupid bullshit and they give people misinformation, and then people go and act on it, and then they get screwed over. And then they just go, oopsie poopsie, I'm sorry. Oh yeah, you think sorry is not gonna fix this shit? Yeah, what happens when this person becomes 16 or 18 and decides to get something's chopped off? Yeah, yeah, and then this person does self-sterilization and that's all she wrote. Or him, or shim, whatever. Yeah, fellas, don't let these retarded people get under your skin, because then they're gonna mutate you into something that you're not, and then you're screwed, and you can't take back some things. Just some food for thought. So just be the best person you can be, because everyone else sucks. Alright? Well, goodbye.
He's the only man shaped like his own invention. He named his child after a Wi-Fi password, then forgot it. He's simultaneously warning about AI and selling you premium AI access for $8 a month. His hairline is the most advanced tech he's ever developed. He has a hard time relating to people who don't own their own spaceship. He was totally not saluting the Austrian painter. He built a flamethrower to ease social anxiety. He calls eye contact a firmware update I haven't installed. He's the greatest African-American to ever live. He once drilled a tunnel under LA traffic because waiting in line is for peasants. He says a five-year-old gave him a black eye and thinks everyone believes him. He's not rude, he's just buffering. He launched a car into space before launching a functioning personality. He warns of population collapse while replacing everyone with robots. In a century, every Martian will be his descendant. He doesn't understand surprises, but he gets surprised when you tell him he said something offensive. He taught cars how to drive themselves, just so he wouldn't have to make small talk with a chauffeur. Every Neuralink chip includes a copy of his autobiography. He is the most autistic billionaire in the world.
I don't always drink, but when I do, it's because the ketamine ran out. Stay unconstrained by reality, my friends.